This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on provisions relating to railways in Union Budget 2025-26. The participants are Arunendra Kumar, former chairman, Railway Board, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor.
In the Union Budget 2025-26 presented on February 1st, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has allocated 2.52 lakh crore rupees for the railways sector. To discuss the key highlights of the railway budget, I am now joined by Mr. Arunendra Kumar, former chairman, Indian Railways. Mr. Kumar, welcome to Akashvani's Spotlight program.
Thank you.
Mr. Kumar, apart from the allocation of 2.52 lakh crores, an additional 10,000 crore has been provided from extra budgetary resources for railways, thereby taking the capital expenditure to 2.62 lakh crores. Now, this amount is the same as that of last year's. What is your view on this and what are the highlights of this budget?
Yes, this amount is same as the revised estimate of last year. What it goes, the way you proceed with the year, the amount can vary. And railway, given a very big confidence, trust by the government that the money will never be in short supply if the project wants some more money or funding for it to be done. And that has been the theme all along in last 10 years under the present government of the Prime Minister, Mr. Modi. So the money, of course, it looks to be the same, but basic underlying factor is that it is not going to be short. The capacity augmentation, the safety related works, the customer amenities, they are pegged at almost the same levels as it was there last year, but that is sufficient. There are key changes involved, of course. For example, the Kavach part is the safety side, which is very crucial to avoid collisions. That has been kept on track. The electrification part is likely to be made complete 100% in this current year. As far as the passenger realism goes, that what they can perceive. Then station redevelopment is a very ongoing phenomena, and as many as 1,300 stations being redeveloped, and it takes time and it's period of over next 4 years, which is being done. And the most visible thing that is likely to be seen is the sleeper version of Vande Bharat set of trains. We had the chair cars so far, and the best part of the sleeper version is it is a 24-car configuration. So far, we have had 18 coaches, and only on few circuits where there is heavy congestion, like New Delhi-Varanasi, we have 24 cars. But the sleeper train is 24-car configuration, which is a very long. One coach is about 25 meters, so this will be another train of about 600-plus meters, and it's pretty long, more than half a kilometer long train. So this is going to be rolled out. And one more thing, we'll have a train to Srinagar now, to start with from Jammu to Srinagar, and then from Delhi to Srinagar. Srinagar is a different ball game for simple reason that the railway have so far maintained very strict toilet discharge regulations. There's no toilet discharge in that area after Budgam, and heating is required. So that part will need to be modified and has been done, and there'll be new experience to enter Srinagar on a train starting from Delhi. So these are few visible things that can be seen right now. And what people are experiencing today is the Kumbh Mela rush being handled by the railways in a very silent way. We have the record of running the largest trains ever, 370-odd trains on this last day of Amrit Snan. In this 45-day period, 3,100 short and long distance special trains, in addition to over 10,000 normal services, have been run for the Kumbh, and which has been made with an investment of rupees 4,000 crore. So these are such visible things, and new line addition and doubling and those things are going to remain, because that are the backbone. If we don't invest in new lines and doubling and new locomotives and gauge conversion, then we are stuck with what we are. So every year we construct about 4,000 kilometers of new lines, and that's a very big thing. We were at one stage before 2014 doing less than 600, 700, 800. Now we are 4,000. It's not a small thing. The 4,000 kilometers meaning link a track from Mumbai to Amritsar every year. It's a long one. So that is how it's going to be.
The allocation includes 4.6 lakh crore for infrastructure development projects. You've mentioned some of them. Now, for a sector that is heavily reliant on government funding for capital-intensive projects, how significant is this provision for the modernization and expansion of the railways? And where and how will this money be spent?
The railway has a very structured way of using the capex. And the various provisioning, as I mentioned, is capacity augmentation, which means signaling, new lines and doubling, safety-related works, which means Kavach and other issues related to signaling also, customer amenities, coming to passenger stations and better facilities at the platforms. Rolling stock takes a big cake because rolling stock means anything that rolls, that is the coaches and wagons and locomotives. They are being made by vendor Make in India. And in fact, they are always Indian. We import very few items from abroad. We are making as many as 1,600 electric locomotives. Indian Railways is the biggest manufacturer in the world, repeatedly for locomotives, for passenger cars, and also for wagons worldwide. 38,000 wagons we intend to make. We had 30,000 last year. Last year, we coaches, we made about 7,910. We are targeting 9,420. So this is a big number that we have in the current year. And as I mentioned, in the next 2 years, the focus will be also be on the non-AC sleeper type coaches. The target is 17,500. And one coach weighs, let's say, 45 tons. So you can imagine the amount of steel it will consume.
There is a provision of 1.16 lakh crore for projects to augment safety. How crucial is this allocation, especially like you just mentioned, Kavach, you know, for the expansion of Kavach? Because Union Minister for Railways, Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav, has said that Kavach is going to be deployed on the entire railway network in the next 6 years. So what is the present situation?
Yes, Kavach has two components. One is that you have to have a trackside equipment. Trackside meaning on the rail side, when you are laying the rails on the side of the rail, there has to be some equipment which picks up the signals that a train is moving and conveys it to the next train. The train is at this particular point at this location. Second is the equipment on the moving side, that is a locomotive or the guard van, which has indicates and again communicates with the trackside equipment about its movement. When the system detects or Kavach detects that two trains are approaching each other, either rear to front or front to front, it sends us immediate stop signal message or kind of a directive to stop and automatic application of brake supply happen. Now, as far as where it is happening, today the emphasis on the two basic corridors, which is Delhi-Mumbai and Delhi-Kolkata, 3,000 kilometers. And that is being planned, as also on 10,000 locomotives, because that is how that many locomotives operate in the country. So once we have in the, all these locomotives and by the track side, then at least we can say that these two routes are covered, which is 3,000 odd kilometers. It does not mean that other tracks are unsafe, but the intensity here is so high that all the experience gained and how it will roll out and how it will get affected, that will be known. But other sectors like Calcutta to Chennai and Mumbai to Chennai, Mumbai, Calcutta, Nagpur being the hub, they all will feature in once this is getting completed, because doing it in segments is of no use. That you do it from Delhi to, let's say, Agra, then you take from Mughalsarai to Patna, that is of no use unless it is full complete thing.
Let's listen to this report coming in from our Odisha correspondent on the allocation for the state in the railway budget.
In the current year, Odisha has got record railway budget of 10,599 crore rupees. Honorable Minister of Railways has thanked the Honorable Prime Minister for the record allotment to Odisha. Odisha has been getting allocations of more than 10,000 crores for last three successive years, and the growth and the development of railways in Odisha in the ground has been seen after allocation of the record fund. In total, Odisha has got an investment of more than 73,000 crores for railway development in the state. About 59 stations are under redevelopment under the Amrit Station scheme in the state of Odisha. There are six Vande Bharat trains that run in the state at present.
Akashvani Kerala correspondent has sent this report on the state's share in railway budget.
Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today addressing a press conference regarding the railway projects and allocations in the budget had explained in detail regarding the budget allocation with respect to Kerala. The minister said that an amount of 3,042 crore rupees have been allotted for Kerala's railway development for the year 2024-25, which is almost 8 times the allocation during UPA government. The minister further explained that under the Amrit Station project, 35 stations in the state have been upgraded. And he further explained that two Vande Bharat trains, which are now operating in Kerala, is running successfully and efficiently in the state.
And now let us listen to this report from Akashwani West Bengal correspondent.
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the central government has allocated rupees 13,955 crore to West Bengal in the 2025-26 budget for the implementation of railway projects. Talking to reporters about the state's allocation in the budget, the railway minister said that this amount is three times more than when the chief minister of West Bengal was in charge of the railway ministry during the UPA regime. However, he mentioned that the successful implementation of railway projects in Bengal requires active cooperation of the state government in land acquisition. Sri Vaishno said that the Prime Minister is committed to expedite the work of expansion of railway lines, passenger comfort, construction of stations and introduction of new trains in West Bengal. An investment of Rs. 68,000 crore has been made in the state for implementation of railway projects. He urged the Chief Minister to assist in land acquisition and law and order work for the successful implementation of these projects. The Railway Minister said that 101 stations in the state are being developed as Amrit stations.
Indian Railways is all set to become the second highest freight-carrying railways, touching 1.6 billion tons of cargo by the end of this financial year. How can the government, through budgetary allocations and other means, continue to encourage this trend, especially since the more profitable freight operations help keep passengers' fares affordable to some extent?
That's a very tough question, because if we do not move goods at the rate that we want to, we'll be getting into a very loss-making situation, and which cannot be tolerated by anyone. So we are targeting 1.7 million tons of originating traffic. This year we are touching 1635. The growth of that was 65 million ton and about 8,000 crores in the revenue. That will see us through for the current year as far as goods is concerned. At the same time, the passenger revenue is also growing considerably from 80,000 crores last year to 92,800 projected for the next year, 25-26. And the passenger revenue has shown a buoyancy, because we were at 70,693 in 23-24 and we are reaching 80,000, which is about 9,500 crores more. And that confidence has put the government to further increase of 12,800 crores. Of course, more passengers mean more loss. That is true. But if growth in earnings, that is also coming at the same time with the goods increase. To increase goods traffic, the dedicated freight corridor has come as a good support. And both on the eastern side and the western side, the container movement and the coal movement has looked up. More such corridors are being considered by the government for the future. And as they come up, especially the coal sector, because coal sector movement gets much more revenue, and the import-export cargo through the containers, that will also get operationalized with the JNPT sector getting ready. So this movement of cargo, especially bulk cargo, will increase, has increased substantially and become faster. Because if you move faster, then you same amount of rolling stock, same wagon earns more money. So that is happening today with DFC. And the Western Corridor has earned a target of 790 trains a few days ago per day on one particular day. That's a very big number. So that is what is going to happen, and more of such things we witness as far as goods are concerned.
Last question. Of course, the government supports the railways through budgetary allocations and other means. But what role can public-private partnership play in this sector?
Public-private partnership is a very lucrative thing, but it has taken off, then not taken off, and taken off. It happens because there is a great amount of restraint, or what should I say, distrust or confusion in the minds of private entrepreneurs, saying that railway being the government and it is decider and executor themselves. So they want a regulator for it to happen as far as any partnership role is there. But still, we have made a very good progress in rolling stock manufacture and locomotive manufacture, whereas two factories are running in Bihar, Marora and Madhepura on the PPP mode. Another one is at Dahod with the same locomotive company, which is being manufacturing these things. And more of the Vande Bharat coaches are also coming on the same pattern.
Mr. Kumar, thank you so much for sharing your views and insights on the railway budget.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on provisions relating to railways in Union Budget 2025-26. The participants were Arunendra Kumar, former chairman, Railway Board, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.